to go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. Luke, chapter number 2, and we have been preaching on the night that the shepherds met the shepherd. And we preached on that last Sunday morning and last Sunday night and then again Wednesday night. And I had more to go there, but I'm going to stop there and sort of just take the last part that I had and try to intertwine it in with this message this morning. And I'm preaching on the subject this morning. How many of you, before I give you the title of the message, how many of you have heard, I'm sure most everybody has heard that song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Y'all heard that? I don't know where Brother Jackie went, but I was going to sing it to him, but he'd been on me about singing. But I couldn't do it good as Michael Jackson, but I was going to be discovered this morning, as he said earlier. But no, we've all heard Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, this morning I want to preach on the subject, Jesus Christ came to town. And he came to a town called Bethlehem. And not only did he come to that town, past tense, but he's coming again. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm preaching on the subject, Jesus Christ came to town. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2, and I'm going to read the entire Christmas story. I would encourage you, if you don't do this, between all the food, which we've all had enough, this jacket barely would get around my belly this morning, but between all the food and parties and opening presents and get-togethers and all that, when you get together with your family, one of the greatest gifts you can give them is take time, quieten the kids down, and I would do it before they open their presents. Say, listen, we're going to do something. If you hadn't been doing it, say we're going to do something and start a new tradition in our home. Before we open the first gift, I'm going to read to you out of God's Word about the greatest gift ever given that God gave us, and that was His Son, the Lord Jesus. And then take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter number 2, where you're at this morning, and read these verses together as a family. My family started doing that. My mom and Tommy started reading the Christmas story. Maw and Pawpaw, Preacher Kerrigan, he would always read the Christmas story every year at that gathering. And I promise you, I cherish those moments more than I do any of the gifts I ever got. That is a tremendous tradition that you can give to your children and honor God. Because listen, it's His birthday, not ours. How would you feel if it was your birthday, today's Chandler's birthday? Wonder how, he might not be old enough to understand it right now, but I know how, forget Chandler, if it was Cameron's birthday and they was all these festivities and balloons and big piles of presents and all kind of stuff, big old birthday cake, and you walked in, you thought, praise God. God, I'm loved, and boy, they went out. I mean, they went beside themselves this year for me, and everybody turned their attention away from you, and they all started opening those gifts that you thought was yours, and they was opening it for themselves, and that birthday cake you thought was yours, you didn't even get the first bite because they all like pigs eat it like it was in a trough, and when it was all said and done, your name was never even mentioned. Wouldn't that hurt your feelings? That would be horrible. Amen. Wouldn't it? And yet that's what we do about every Christmas. We do everything in the world but pause and give time and honor and glory to the one that it's all about. Amen. And so I promise you, you'll see how long it takes me to read these verses. It ain't long. But let's begin verse 1, Luke chapter number 2. If you're there, say amen. Matter of fact, you've been seated a while. Stand with me. Stretch your legs. I ain't got but a three-hour message this morning. And so I'll let you stretch while you can. No. Don't leave. Don't leave. I'm just kidding. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.